Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. General elections are coming up on November 8th, and Kansas Farm Bureau recognizes the importance of elections. And to talk about that is Kansas Farm Bureau farmer and stockman from Lincoln County, who serves on the Vote FBF board, Steve Boer. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
It's my pleasure, Shelby.
Could you, Steve, to get us started, talk a little bit about just the value in taking the time to go vote?
Well, obviously, as citizens, we have a responsibility and a duty to vote. The old adage that, you know, if you didn't vote, don't complain, still holds true today. But in this extremely divided time, as we see our nation right now and our communities, our state, it's extremely important that you go vote, because that is the most important way for you to share your ideals and your values.
As someone who may live in a rural community, how would you encourage them to take the time to go drive into town and vote?
Well, fortunately, in our community here, voting day is, I want to say, popular, so to speak. You see a lot of folks in town that you won't see, you know, on any given day. It's probably one of the busiest day. Our local polling place here is the American Legion. Like I say, it's an interesting if you're in town to see the different vehicles and you know who those people are. I'm sure a number of people have already voted early or absentee ballots and such, but we still have a good in-person turnout here, and I'm glad to see that.
I mentioned at the beginning that you serve on the Vote FBF board. Could you tell us what Vote FBF stands for, not only as an acronym, but for agricultural producers?
Well, Vote FBF stands for Vote Farm Bureau Friends. And what that means is a number of years ago, the leaders of Kansas Farm Bureau created a PAC committee, which Vote FBF is. Each director or board member is elected by their district. As it is an elected position, we serve at the district's pleasure. And the probably the most important function that we have is to get what I'm always so resolute to say is that KFB is a grassroots organization. And if anything, I want each and every member to realize that their voice does count. I made the comment here a while back that while our Vote FBF meetings are closed, each and every member that has shared with our CEC committees is in that room with us. A CEC committee, each county has one. It's a county evaluation committee. And the Vote FBF board can send down, or we call it, we'll fire up the CEC, so to speak, to garner their input on candidates and issues. So individual members can visit with their county board members, and then that is passed on to us. So like say, it starts at the bottom, you know, like say, grassroots participation at its best.
That is definitely an important value of Kansas Farm Bureau and just Farm Bureau in general. Could you share what some of the resources that Vote FBF has taken the time to complete for voters to have a chance to look at?
One of the functions of Vote FBF is to vet candidates. In conjunction with our lobby team, we go through the candidates as they make known their intention to run. Obviously, there's incumbents on that list, and we do take into consideration their past activity, how much they've supported KFB policy. We have a process, we call it friendly incumbent, where if they have voted to a certain degree supporting KFB policy, they are given that friendly incumbent, which is pretty hard to overcome if you have a same party primary, so to speak. In the general election, obviously, you won't run into that, but we certainly take into account their past activities and how they've supported KFB and our policies.
I think an important part to mention here is that Vote FBF is nonpartisan. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Even though Kansas tends to vote mostly Republican, we do consider ourselves nonpartisan. And as we are vetting and reviewing candidates. The main basis of our determinations are based upon their support in the past and their indication of what their policies might be.
For when you are going around to make those endorsements, those candidates do have a chance to fill out a questionnaire for you guys. Is that correct?
Yes. Each candidate is given an opportunity to share their backgrounds and their proposed ideas. When it comes to candidates, many times we'll have candidates approach Vote FBF or even KFB leadership, and we always encourage them first to start at the counties. Start at the county level, go visit the counties, contact the counties, because there again, we want to maintain that grassroots participation.
Absolutely. We mentioned that you send out questionnaires to candidates to be able to respond to them. Is there a chance for those members to go read the responses to those questionnaires?
Absolutely. Our members can go to the KFB website, and somewhere in there you'll find those questionnaires. Like I said, we always encourage our candidates to start at the county level and maintain that grassroots participation.
Steve, you've served on this board for a few years, and you are passionate about not only Vote FBF, but encouraging people to go vote. So what's your spiel you would give to someone who is teetering on the idea of not taking the time to go vote?
Well, as I've shared in some of the county annual meetings I've attended here of late, and as I have 11 counties that I represent, I try and make all of their annual meetings, especially in election year. I've told them, you know, the process has been engaged. The candidates have been vetted. The legwork's been done. The groundwork's been done. The endorsements have been made. And all of that is wonderful, but it means nothing if our members don't get out and vote. So I've encouraged people to make use of the work that Vote FBF has done in vetting those candidates and looking for the ones that will best support KFB policy. And like I say, I'd hate to think that all our work was for naught, but I do know that we will have a good turnout. Our members, as a rule, are conscious of their right and their duty to vote. I appreciate that.
Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today and talk about not only what Vote FBF does, but the value in taking the time to go vote. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, Shelby. Appreciate the opportunity to encourage folks to vote and be part of the process. That's what makes us a republic. That's what makes us quote unquote a democracy. And like I say, if you don't vote, you really don't have much room to complain. So keep that in mind.
Thank you, Steve. That was Kansas Farm Bureau Farmer Stockman from Lincoln County, who serves on the Vote FBF board, Steve Bohr. If you'd like to find some of those resources that we are talking about, you can go to www.kfb.org/voteFBF. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.